Eric, Levi.
Welcome to TV for White People. I'm Levi.
And I'm Eric.
And today we're discussing another classic of television in its golden age, the 90s.
An age so golden, they refuse to look back on it nostalgically in today's TV. Yeah. And we're just going to be looking back on the 80s forever.
Yeah.
We're all fucking dead.
Yeah, but that's, in historical Ovid standards, the time of heroes.
Yeah.
And then it's the time of gold. That might not be right, according to the Metamorphoses. Who knows? No one should have to read Roman bullshit. I also might be Hesiod, I'm thinking of. They're the same person to me. Doesn't matter. We're talking about the nanny.
The Roman times, not to detract too much, but just a brief aside, the Roman times is the most golden of all times, if you think about it. It's the most golden of all eras.
Hey, not by either Hesiod or Ovid's discussion of time.
I'm not talking about the people that lived there. I'm talking about from the perspective of the people we live with now, who love looking back on the Roman times as a great old time. Roman times, cowboy times, 50s times, World War II times. Those are the greatest
Since
times.
Since time immemorial, we've loved the Romans. That's why we still shave to this day, because the Romans at one point went, I don't know, I'm not into beards anymore. They needed a reason to be gay with the people who were sacking their cities. They're like, well, if they're hairy and we're not, that gives us the reason that it's actually cool for us to want to have sex with them.
It's fun that, like, fascists like to look back on the Romans, but they also like Viking Nordic shit, too.
Well, yeah, because why not?
I'm assuming those are probably different groups.
Yeah, they...
But they're both...
Hey. Separated by hundreds, thousands of miles.
Yeah. No, I just mean, like, different groups look back on them as unfavorable. Because it's like, it's not...
It tends to be different groups. But it's like the more, like, Nordic, Aryans are blonde.
Yeah,
like
the people who love, like,
Vikings.
Nordic shit are, like, probably more... Well, I guess I'd have to do some more research to understand this, because I'm not going to...
Well, the Romans just became Italians.
Yeah. Well, no, I just mean, like, the people who look... I was going to say the people who look back on Nordic shit are more white supremacists, but then it's like, that's probably not true. There's people who look back on Roman shit are probably just as white supremacist.
Absolutely. People who look back on Roman shit are white supremacists. That's the whole
thing. It's not to say that... No, it's not...
That's why they're like, this is where society comes from.
I'm not saying they aren't. It's just like, if you had to look at, like... You know, like, one's maybe a little more than the other, then that was what I was thinking. But it's like, probably, that distinction's probably not really
not at all.
The case. Yeah.
And then it's like, there are also those people who are like, I'm a heathen, being an Odinist or a...
Mm.
Well, Wotanist is more like the like, Nazis would say Wotan instead of Odin. It's weird. It's weird that they do that, but it's the same thing. It's the same guy. But
Nazis are like neo-Nazis, like actual
neo-Nazis.
Nazis. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's
the ones
weird.
That are like, I'm a...
I guess they're trying to really connect to their roots.
It's still funny that religion's called heathenry to me. Well, it is. No, they call themselves like heathens. That's like the term. But it's like, it's not really the term. Like, in that time, they didn't call themselves that. So it's
weird
that, like, now.
That's why I was giving you a look, because I was like, why would you... If you're saying you're part of it, why would you go by the name that obviously, like,
someone else
gave it?
Well,
yeah,
but it's the same for, like, the neo-paganists. Why do they call themselves paganists?
Yeah, seriously, why would you go... It either means that you're just, like, this is easier to describe it to other people, or it's, like...
No, it's expressly a reactionary, like, form of self-identification.
That's what I mean.
Like, within your own bias from not Judeo-Christianity, because that doesn't mean anything, but, like, Christian Abrahamic.
That's what I mean. It's like, you're either picking the term because you just haven't, you just don't know enough about it to just call it by its actual name, or it's just like, this is easier to tell a person. I guess.
To be fair, they don't know anything about these things.
Awesome. I would assume so.
It's so cool anytime you meet, like, a fucking, like, oh, I'm a Wiccan. I'm a witch. I'm a pagan. like, they know fucking jack shit, and they just go like, yeah, and that's why Ra, that's why the god Ra, and you're like, what are you fucking mixing shit in for? You don't have a goddamn consistent thing. You're like, it's actually all right. So Buddha told Ra to tell me to tell you that Mars is in the one where you're gonna be crazy tonight. And you're like, shut the fuck up. Jesus.
Anyways.
I also always wonder, this is not at all related to Nanny anymore, but I always wonder, like, with past life people who are, like, new age freaks, the past life people never get into, like, are they trying to escape the cycle? That's like moksha, nirvana, everything like that. Really... It's always about, like, breaking free of the cycle of rebirth.
I never really thought about that. Every time I've ever hear anything about reincarnation, it's always just kind of stops there. It's like, yeah, and then you just keep going.
Yeah,
you're just gonna keep reincarnating.
Yeah, no, Hinduism and Buddhism are both about, like, there's a cycle of rebirth, and in Hinduism it's a lot less malevolent than in Buddhism.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, that's why Buddhists are like, we have to escape the dukkha, which is like the anxiety of existence in this realm. But it's like, yeah, no, the fucking, like, modern new age Western reincarnates, they never go like, and it fucking sucks that I can remember who I was in the 1600s. It's just like, what do they want? It's like, it's cool.
I don't know, man. I had that weird tangent. I didn't think it was going to go that far, but not to detract too much from what we're going to talk about, which you kind of said, or you might have already said, was the nanny. Everyone's
the nanny
favorite
who
show,
herself
the nanny.
Is a Buddha.
Is that so?
Yeah, well, that's so because she teaches everyone around her how hellish the world can be.
That's a Jewish woman.
It's a Jewish woman. Yeah, well, listen. Jews were, like, the first in the West to adopt Buddhist practice.
Is that true?
Like, oh, yeah, it's deep. It's
really?
Like, yeah, they call themselves, like, Jubus.
Me.
No, this is not bullshit. Damn. They, like, call themselves Jubus because, like, they went...
I'm sorry.
Yes.
One more time?
They do. Jubu.
Jubu.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
I know I've said this in the past. I don't know if I've said it on the podcast. I think I have. You could easily lie to me about anything and I wouldn't know.
No, like, because there's nothing technically... Which you think, yes, obviously there's things that are, like, not overlapping in these religions, but they're like, no, enough overlaps that it's totally fine. You're like, but then that means you're fucking covenant as a chosen people with God. That's all bullshit, because God created shit that sucks. That's what you're saying. Which, alright, I'm getting too deep into fucking, like, esoteric Jewish text. Who's going to get deep into, like, Ecclesiastes does say the world sucks.
Levi's working on his fucking thesis right now.
I know.
He wants everyone to know about it. He wants everyone to know about the Jubus.
All I'm saying is, if everything is terrible, why are you like, and that's why I love God, even if technically that's what Job is about, whatever. So, the nanny is the flashing girl from Flushing.
Yeah.
The nanny named Fran.
The nanny named Fran.
And
Fran
her and
Fines.
Niles are gonna bully this other woman, Cece Babcock, into suicide in this
fucking
show.
Because, yeah,
Jesus
because
Christ.
They perceive her as the nearest competition to, you know, courting the desires and love of one Maxwell Sheffield.
Yeah.
A man so oblivious to the women attracted to him, around him, that clearly Cece is not a threat in any way.
Which is, it's number one, like, oh yeah, of course, like, your boss, the beautiful rich man, your boss, is supposed to be your romance story where you have to vie for the affections of your boss, who you love and who doesn't underpay you, actually. If anything, he overpays you, and if anything, he gives you too many too much time off.
In this specific case, you owe him your life because you got the job. By teaching his kids how to breathe again.
And it does portray Cece often in a bad light, where...
So he's burning cigarettes out on the kids.
Yeah, exactly. Burning cigs on the kids. Yeah, it's like, wow, doesn't she hate the kids? And it's like, well, she doesn't have a fucking reason to love them. Why do you love your business partner's children?
Well, if she's trying to marry him...
It
than that.
I legitimately thought, because of the way she's introduced, that she was dating
I thought that too. Dude. Which, at that point, I mean, because
I was like, why is he letting his butler sexually humiliate her every episode if they're dating? Yeah,
but no, it's like, Maxwell is, like, completely oblivious to the advances of her,
and
usually the advances of Fran.
Smoking hot
is
fucking
smoking
nanny.
Hot nanny.
Smoking hot nanny, which makes sexual jokes to his children,
which does make
not
sense.
About them, but
I usually think it's like a dumb.
Them.
I usually think it's kind of a dumb trope, but it does make sense in this. Like you said, he's getting over the loss of his wife, so of course he
we
probably
said
is
on
not
the
really.
Episode, but he is supposed to be. She's supposed to have been dead for a while now. It's so long that like the
little
one
like
doesn't remember, but
he's like a what's the family name in Full House.
Oh, Mr. Freeze. He's a Mr. Freeze.
I was
brought
say.
His wife into the okay. home he lives in, and he's like, "I'm gonna bring her back, Fran. I'm gonna bring her back."
It's just weird that that's like, it's like if you're a single father in a sitcom, your wife tragically was mowed down in a fucking, she was hit by a fucking semi truck or something.
I think it's weird. Every motherfucker in that home speaks in Anglo, except those children who speak normal, like an American would.
So you mean two people?
Yeah, but still. If everyone in your house...
The butler came from the old country.
If everyone in... Also, why did he bring his butler from England with him to fucking
because he
New
owns
York?
Him. He fucking owns
apparently,
him.
Apparently, they're the same goddamn age, except he's like, and then Niles saw me born and served as my butler for 30 years.
I mean, it's not...
It's like, how is that possible?
It's not the... Hey, it's
Niles
not,
looks younger than him.
I don't think he looks younger than him. He's got, like...
At worst, same age.
I'd say same age, but he doesn't look younger than him. He does look older than him.
A little younger.
But still,
they're like all the same age still.
Listen,
like,
they raised their
butler
staff,
for life.
Because his father was also the butler. So he was raised from a young age
He did say his dad was the butler, and they've been like in the butler thing for generations.
We've been in the butling family for generations.
This is a second critique of the nanny. Everyone has to have their job for generations.
Yeah, that's why the nanny was shaking things up, because they were trying to find a woman who came from a long line of nannies.
Yeah, and they're like, I guess we'll just have this fucking lady we found on a street once. It's so cool. She shows up to their door and they're like, would you like to be the nanny though?
No one's
looking after my kids. I'm not going to do it.
She's selling cosmetics is I think what it was. And then they just bring her in and then she's immediately just like, she's like, someone's beating the shit out of your kids at school. You need to talk to the principal. And he's like, my God, I never thought I could talk to a principal before. You're hired. You've
really
taught
like
me how
episodes.
To not abuse and neglect my children.
I really like the episodes where the nanny comes in and she's like, you have to let your daughter date and kiss boys. And he's like, I don't think I do.
He's
and
like,
I don't want to, and it makes me uncomfortable
I'll
to.
Never
and then
do
she
it.
Yells at him, her employer.
was he even her employer by that point?
Hmm?
There's a bit of stuff.
There's a bit in the very beginning, I think.
Okay,
but
that
there are
she
like,
did.
There are a lot of episodes.
Yeah.
Where she's like, you
she
gotta
was still
let
in her
night.
The first episode, she's still in her 90 days.
Yeah.
So he was just constantly like, "You're fucking out of here."
I will say there is an episode where the nanny is adamant, "You do not cross a union line," and I go like, "Damn." Real fucking hero of the working class there. And then he doesn't care. He pulls her. This is a whole full episode. He fucking like, it's about how people are mad that he forced her across a union line. It's like, yeah, I'd be mad too. What are you fucking talking about? You can't force a woman to go anywhere you want them to be. And it's like, don't you feel bad? Don't you feel bad for her boss who took her to a play of his, and the whole thing is weird because it's like in every one of these episodes, they immediately go, "How can we cross this employer-employee boundary in the weirdest of ways?"
Yeah, I mean, pretty much every episode when he gets mad at her, he just like chases her through the house.
Mm-hmm.
It is kind of a weird thing that's just like played for laughs, but then like of course in the real world, you're just like, Jesus Christ,
it's like,
just beating the shit out
Fran,
of her, but
take him
every
to court
hallway.
Immediately.
Yeah, seriously. Like, yeah. I know you want his money, but
I know you want his spermies. But
yeah, There's.
Can you sue for semen in the courts?
I want his semen.
I want his semen. They're like, did he promise you that? No, I just want it.
I just want it.
I think you should be allowed to.
To sue for semen?
Yeah, that's my fucking.
I'm sure we're getting to those days.
Oh, I was gonna say though about generations of one job.
Mm-hmm.
There is this great quote from Marx that I'm gonna have to find about where he talks about like. The communist one day is a fisherman, the communist the next day will be allowed to be a farmer. And he's like, this will be, you won't be alienated from your work because you can just do what you choose to do, in a day. Just very good. But you can't in this world because apparently you've got to be a butler all your life because your dad was one.
Well, again, Fran is breaking boundaries. She's smashing expectations apart.
What a disgusting fucking thing to be a butler. It's just really the most cuck shit in the world. Just go like, oh, I guess hand and foot, I have to wait on a rich guy.
Yeah, butler is like Igor was a butler.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's basically like, you're like an Igor.
Mm-hmm.
You're just helping your boss make whatever little creatures he wants to make.
Yeah, and in this case, it's three children.
Yeah, three vile little British-American hybrids.
That fucking butler does sexually humiliate Cece constantly.
It gets worse.
It's disgusting.
So, The Nanny is a show that I watched a lot when I was a bit younger, because it was on Nick at Night, and I was, you know, just chronically an insomniac.
Yeah, 2000s Nick at Night was the shit. You just watched George Lopez all until 3 a.m., and you go like, ha-ha! His big adult head's on a little baby body.
They keep talking about it.
He's like, Mommy, I'm going to suck your titty as an adult fucking head. That's crazy.
But The Nanny would come on, and I watched a lot of it. And I know that in a later season... okay, I'm going to say two things about Cece. And one, I'm still not entirely sure if I'm even remembering this correctly. But the first one is that at one point, Cece starts to gain weight.
Yeah.
And... you know, of course, there's no end to that ridiculing.
Yeah,
that she suffers at the hands of
the
Niles.
Sexual humiliation.
And possibly Brighton as well.
And, of course, I go, she's not a victim in that. I do remember one where she's excited to get poached elephant tusks. So I'm put her on trial.
She's not necessarily like a great person.
Yeah.
But you're also just like, God damn, does no one
have
any...
Yeah, but it's
still
uncomfortable.
Does no one deserve, like, any human dignity in this fucking house?
Yeah, it's still uncomfortable to see a woman just sexually degraded in a non-pornographic setting.
Yeah, because before she gains weight, but of course still
it's
after...
It's in a pornographic way in a non-pornographic setting.
Yeah.
It's insane.
It never really stops, but at least, like, at a certain point, they're like, oh, well, now we've got a new thing to get her on. But, like, she gains weight, but they always just... they're constantly just like calling her a man, basically.
Yeah,
it's like a running bit, and I'm surprised they didn't do it in that episode we just watched with the old playwright, but it was a running bit that like old characters would mistake her as a man. The other thing, the second thing that I remember was that I'm pretty sure that Cece died and then another woman who supposedly just looked exactly like her, of course the same actress, came in and was also called Cece and basically
Jesus
just replaced
Christ.
Her. Like, they just did, like, yeah.
They got tired of this Cece. They got
but
tired
it's
of
like
writing
within
sexual
an,
humiliating
like,
jokes.
It's like within an episode. It's something insane like that.
Yeah.
So, but I'm not sure if I'm remembering
See,
that right.
Because we're on season 2.
Yeah.
Or I am. So I'm going to call a shot. Because it's obvious Fran and Max wind up together.
Yeah.
I'm going to call this shot that Cece and Niles wind up together.
That I don't
know. Which is going to be fucking disgusting when you see him over fucking seasons make jokes of, no one wants to fuck you, Cece, you slut, you whore.
That's because he was trying to isolate her, so that way she felt...
He's gaslighting her until she's
fucking hardcore
finally,
negging and destroying her, so that way...
There are jokes about her being suicidal because no one loves her, and you're like, this is... Listen.
Back then, though,
I want real people who are rich to feel this way. I want, like, the real 1%ers to feel this way, but it's uncomfortable to have to, like, associate that with my TV view.
I do think that her getting, like, her gaining weight was, like, written in, so that way people would continue to prefer Fran over her.
Yeah, well, yeah. Because the other thing is she's
Fran,
fucking like,
I think
she
Fran
looks
starts
great.
To gain a little
she
bit of weight
fine.
Too, but no, they go like out of their way to be like, no.
Yeah,
you
no,
will
like,
only like Fran the nanny.
Yeah, no, like fucking like aside from the jokes about how bad a person she looks fine. That actress looks fine.
Yeah, no, she's like, she yeah.
Yeah, it's the same problem I have with a lot. It's like we've been watching Happy Endings, or I've been really watching Happy Endings.
Yeah, I started.
We
started,
yeah. But it's like they make a lot of jokes about Adam Pally being chubby, and you see it, and you're like, he doesn't weigh more than fucking Damon Wayans Jr.
Yeah.
Or
he just,
Zachary
Knight. Yeah, he kind of just looks like a schlubby guy, but
yeah.
He's not like...
Yeah, he's a schlubby little Jew, but like, he's not
did they
chubby,
say any more?
Fat.
Did they say... I only remember that from the first episode. Mm-hmm. I didn't remember them saying it anymore after that. I don't know if it comes
they make
up again
a lot
later.
Of jokes in that fucking show about...
In that first... In that pilot episode, for sure, but I didn't remember any more. Like,
no,
it was like
a
running a joke after that.
Yeah.
But,
Yeah,
I guess,
and you're like,
yeah.
He's not... Yeah, it's just in the first episode.
This is the thing that happens where if you're not cut,
yeah.
You are fat.
Yeah.
In these shows.
Even fucking like in
sometimes they'll get
the last
a dude
year.
Sometimes they'll fucking get like a fucking, you know, like a dude who's actually big.
It angered
most
me
of the time
so
they
deeply.
Won't.
I still remember it that it's like last year, maybe even the year before when Zac Efron came out with his show. They were like, Zac Efron's got a dad bod now. And you're like, no, you
yeah.
son of a bitch.
Dad bod is so...
He's cut as hell.
It's very
it
funny that
fucking, yeah.
Dad bod was a term that meant something for like...
He's gonna have six-pack
like,
abs anymore, and they're like, he's got a dad bod
no,
now.
It meant something for like a mm-hmm. solid week, and mm-hmm. then after that, it's been so co-opted by just people that are like,
yeah
he's got hair.
He's got hair.
He's got like a hairy chest.
Yeah, yeah.
And like you can't see the visible outlines
well,
of his
yeah,
abs. Because
it's like if you say if a straight person called a straight person a bear, I'd get mad too. So they're like I don't know what to say about him. I guess a dad bod. And I'm like, still shut the fuck up. I'm gonna come to the fucking New York Post headquarters and blow up in a suicide bomb, you fucks.
Parody.
Parody.
Just imagining straight people on Twitter just being like, we're taking Bear back. They're like, I'm sorry, what?
I was imagining how funny it would be to do a terrorist attack on the New York Post headquarters.
Again, parody.
Again, just a joke. Just shock jocks like Opie and Anthony. They didn't get in trouble for what they said. Just shock jocks like Howard Stern. I don't know what he did or said, but I do know Baba Booey. I do know Baba Booey, and I do know the Sibian. These are the two things I have in my mind of what Howard Stern is.
God. Anyways.
I can't imagine a time where people used to turn on the radio to hear shock jocks. How did they
people
not put
do,
bullets
for
their
years?
Head?
People used to love to tune in to hear a guy call a person on the radio so that he could prank them. Or, sorry, the other way around. A guy on the radio call a person out in the world to be like, your father is dead.
Good morning, Vietnam! I'm your shock jock, Opie Stern, and I think Condoleezza Rice is a gay black woman! That was the fucking, like, 2000s radio.
Dude, that would have killed in 2004.
I'm Rush Limbaugh, and I'm here to tell you the Clinton daughter is a gay dog. That shit killed in the fucking 90s. I don't know how. You know
yeah,
what?
That's a real golden era right there.
That's every podcast I listen to, so I can't say anything.
What were we talking about?
I don't know, but I can't wait to take over Rush Limbaugh finally. Now that he's been dead for so long, they'll finally give me that golden microphone he had so
you're
I can go on.
You were so close in those negotiations. They're going to give up any day now.
Listen. If they just let me say any joke I want, I would immediately turn and go on to Rush Limbaugh's station. I will 100% make a political turn to get on Fox News.
You're doing
if they just let me do just, actual jokes.
You're becoming, what's the guy from, what's the show with Elia Shawkat?
You
know who I'm talking about.
I do know. Why can't I think of it either?
Elliot.
But,
Elliot.
Yeah,
here.
I do
You're
know
becoming
it's
Elliot. Elliot Goss.
Yeah. Oh my god. Search Party. Elliot Goss and Search Party. Search Party's a fucking 10 out of 10 show.
That's
show
great. That's
so
a great
good.
Show.
But yeah, I would immediately become Elliot Goss in Search Party if they just let me do bits. If they... Fire fucking Gutfeld, finally. Put him in his goddamn grave.
Yeah, he's on made live it television. Too long. Yeah, on live television, can you have a man step out and put a gun to his head, just blow his fucking brains out all over the counter? Goddamn.
I can't believe Gutfeld has had this career since, like, the 2000s. Maybe it's long after that, because I think it was another host who originally did Red Eye anyway.
It's guys like Gutfeld and, like, fucking Huckabee and fucking Hannity that really make you think that the right, quote-unquote, are really worried about their comedy chops.
Yeah.
It's like, it's there insane. Are people on the right who can make jokes.
Yeah.
But they just refuse to hire any of them for those shows.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely.
Just like,
not.
God, because it's just like, goddamn, guys. Like, you're fucking, you don't need to have a live audience on those shows.
Yeah, no.
It
way.
Makes it worse. Let the viewers at home decide when they're going
to
laugh.
I understand that they are pandering to the senile crowd of over 65.
Yeah.
So it's like all people who haven't laughed at a comedy special since Red Skelton died. I understand that much. It's still like, come on, man. Comedy's progressed so far since the 40s. You have to get someone new in there. And I'm going to be that one. I'm going to be in there. I'm going to be like, these are the reasons. These are the reasons Ilhan Omar has to go to prison for.
He literally can't get through this joke. He loves it so much. He's screaming. His eyes are full of stars at his future.
I'm so excited, and I know what I can
My
say.
Name in lights.
My name in lights. I'm going to be the Lauren Southern of Fox News.
Levi Southern.
I'm going to be Levi Southern. Do you remember that article where... do you remember that article with Lauren Southern where it's like, the far right has a problem with women. Lauren Southern is here because she's mad that the other Nazis aren't as nice to her because she's a woman. It's like, dude, that's awesome.
It's so funny that...
That was one of my favorite fucking articles
like,
ever.
I'm sorry you picked the wrong side.
Yeah, I don't know how you're like... Can you believe that, like, the other Nazis want me to be a trad wife? He's like, yes, I easily can. What are you talking about?
Listen, when they put their fucking goals up on the whiteboard, I'm sorry that you didn't fucking pay attention to where it's all heading to. Like, somewhere along the line, they're fucking ditching you.
Bro, I got the new fucking party platform. Can you believe they said they don't like Jews anymore? It's like, yeah, I easily can.
It is really, I mean, yeah, it's like, it's always kind of funny when, like, when you see that, it's just like, you really don't get where this is headed to. Like, you think you're going to talk them out of it? They're going to fucking unhitch you from the fucking train at the first chance they get.
Dude, it would be so fun to be fucking Milo. To be Milo Yiannopoulos. It would be so fun, dude.
Once again, Levi's looking for a part. Pay him.
Because it's a funny part to play. I understand people are going to be mad, but it's a funny bit to be.
Well, anyways, the nanny.
In the nanny.
We were joking about this while we were watching it. It is really funny to just have, like, your entire staff mocking you constantly and just, like, refusing to work. It's great. Maybe it's because deep down you go like, man, I wish I had the courage to
well,
just
yeah,
never
they
do
have
my job.
To portray him in a light where he's still sympathetic as well as the hero in all respects.
Because they kind of make him kind of a dope.
Yeah,
he's like he's not really a dope, but he does seem oblivious more or less to a lot of things happening around.
Well,
him.
Yeah, because it's like
until he gets angry,
they need a little setup.
Then he chases his nanny around the house.
Yeah,
and you're just like,
but
Jesus
he's still
Christ.
A viable sexual partner.
God.
He's still viable the whole time. They're like, don't you want to fuck your boss? Big Boss paid for this. Big Boss Industries paid for this so that bosses could get fucking head from their employees every now and then because they're like, look at me. Aren't I just like Max Schaufel? And like, no, you're not. You're a manager at McDonald's. He's like, but I bring in $40,000 a year.
I'm trying to imagine someone back in the day being like, damn, I'm like a Maxwell Sheffield, ain't I? That's what I am. That's like what I am.
Isn't that what you think of me? As your boss here?
As you stand behind a cashier trying to take an order.
I might just be
the Maxwell Sheffield of this year, McDonald's.
I might just be the assistant manager at this Lowe's, but don't you want to give me head?
Your employee comes by and is just like, oh, I accidentally like gave them I accidentally keyed up their lumber wrong and I sold it all for half price.
And you're like, Lisa!
And you chase them around the Lowe's.
I know that you might just be the stock boy here at this Lowe's, but don't you want to take care of my children for me? Don't you want to take my kids out to the park for me?
That does actually ring true for a lot of bosses I've had in retail settings, which is that they do want you to be their friend.
Mm-hmm.
They're so miserable and alone.
Yeah, they're miserable and alone, and they also forget that, like, it's not... But they also are at this weird place where they think, like, I'm not your boss. Corporate's your boss. And you're like, yeah, but you're the one telling me when to work, and I want you to be dead.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, that's getting a lot harder to believe when you're making $75,000 a year.
Yeah.
At this fucking... This fucking Office Depot. Like, goddamn, dude. I don't know. Bosses are, we've made our opinions on bosses.
Kill them
pretty clear.
If you can.
They're like the landlords of retail.
It's like that Leonard Cohen song. I will help you if I must. I will kill you if I can.
So, yeah, Nanny wants to get with Maxwell Sheffield because she's like, wow, he's so hot and he's so rich. Yeah. And I'm like, well, he's one of those things.
Yeah, he's also an Anglo, so he will be in prison when I finally get my chance.
Just disgusting.
He'll be in prison along with all of his Anglo children who don't have an accent, but I'll sniff them out.
I can't believe he made little hybrids, so that way they can more easily hide in an American crowd.
Yeah, just no, exactly.
Opening up a kennel that Levi crawls out of. I spell Anglos. So I let him loose.
Like, as time goes on, the writers really lose the plot with that youngest kid, because originally Gracie's like weird depression,
bipolar tendencies. They just wrote like a weird fucked up adult, but as a child.
Yeah, because it's like the only thing pervert writers understand is like their own mind.
It's disgusting. And and that comes out for children, because, like, if it was, like, any older of a kid, or, you know, basically getting up into, like, teenage years or an adult, people are just like, dude, shut up, what the fuck's up with this freak? What are they talking about? But for a child, it's like, well, we don't know how to write children, and people don't really, and people will think this is funny. We'll think this is quirky, so we'll make this child a fucking psychopath.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. She was like the blueprint for Stewie.
This does bring me to a point I forgot I didn't make here, which is a Peter Griffin impression is 1 to maybe 2 degrees generous from the Nanny impression.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, she's more nasally. She's a lot. Yeah.
Quahog.
It always just sounds to me like they're all just saying quahog.
Quahog.
No one is attempting that fucking quahog. Fucked up name.
Lois. Hey, Lois. Lois, are you cheating on me with the Nanny?
Hey, Lois, you want to have a threesome with me and the Nanny? Hey, Lois.
Lois. Quahog.
Do you think Stewie and, like...
I can't believe they named that baby after shit. Can you...
Do you think Stewie was supposed to be one of the Sheffield kids, but he got switched? He was at the wrong hospital?
Yeah, that's what happened. They got switched at birth.
Rhode Island's pretty close to New York.
Yeah, you're right. That's why the mom is dead. Because originally,
the mom died. The mom died in the hospital, and through all the shuffle, they forgot the kid was born.
Originally, Stewie was supposed to kill the Sheffield mom, and that's why they're all sad.
No, well, he did in birth, in childbirth.
Well, Max couldn't turn Stewie in as like a little baby. Because he was like, well, that's my boy.
No, I'm saying that the mother died during childbirth, and in all the commotion, he forgot he had a kid. And it just went to, it got shipped to Rhode Island.
He forgot he had a child.
Just saying, what's that British kid doing there?
And they shipped it to another place.
On a map, it looks pretty close.
Yeah.
Just gonna keep maintaining this.
Quahog.
Hey, Lois.
Lois. Hey, Lois.
We're getting too off track. We're gonna do a Family Guy episode one day. anyways.
Brian Griffin. Lois.
Oh, the, yeah, Lois, and I've said this before.
Stop having sex with Brian Griffin, Quahog.
I like to think the damage done to that child is what got her to Twin Peaks.
I'd like to think someday Seth MacFarlane will be in jail for his crimes against comedy and the fucking culture.
It's only if this podcast gets popular enough.
Yeah.
That's going to be one of our goals.
We're taking down TV. We have to take him down.
If we get it, if we get enough money, we will make sure that, that Seth MacFarlane is arrested and tried before a citizen's court.
Yeah. Did you... I was thinking about, like, a guy just like, bro, did you see on the fucking latest American Dad? Are they even allowed to say this on TV? Fucking, that fish in American Dad said he wanted to fuck the mom.
Keep forgetting.
They really
get
blew people's
fish.
Mind that there was a talking fish in that show.
Really?
No,
there was a talking dog on Family Guy.
Yeah, I'm doing a joke. There's an alien in fucking American Dad. Dude, you wouldn't believe the shit that alien says.
I'll
dude.
Do bits about Family Guy all day long, and fuck, if you really push Cleveland Show, but American Dad's where you start to lose me.
Bro, you don't understand. American Dad, they got Sinbad on for that episode where they're all in space, and Sinbad was like, whoa, Jeff, we're in space, dude. And then the mom on American Dad, she wears this like pink dress with this, this white little thing on it. And you're like, whoa, that's a mom on American Dad, dude? Crazy.
Do you think that since he worked for the CIA and American Dad, that like Stan killed JFK like in the canon of the show? Like TV shows and movies love to be like, oh yeah, and then our guy killed JFK.
American Dad was the one they made so that like Seth MacFarlane could get all his hate out at the Middle East. And now that that's done, they just really don't know what to do with it. But like TBS keeps giving them more seasons. It's fucked up.
Yeah.
It is, you know, I make a joke, but it is actually true that like all those early episodes of American Dad that I remember at least are like, look how fucking disgusting Muslims are. And you're like, Jesus Christ. What the fuck? Well.
What show wasn't back then?
That's true.
I'll tell you a show that has no Muslim hate in it.
Da-na-na.
That could be true. Who knows?
We haven't seen it all yet.
Wait, that's true. We'll have to watch more of it.
I have to watch more. But listen... It came into real vogue for some reason in 2001. That hasn't happened yet.
Oh.
I don't know what happened in 2001 that there was a bunch of Muslim hate real fast after. But something happened.
I can't think of anything
pinpoint
in particular.
Anything. I know that some Israelis danced for some reason, but that doesn't seem like a reason to hate Muslims.
Oh, well, Bush was inaugurated in 2001.
Bush was inaugurated? Maybe. Not that much.
He doesn't seem like he's a big fan of
Katrina's
Muslims.
Not till like 2004 or something. I don't know what happens in 2001.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what happened in 2001, but outside of the hatred it stirred for just really purely impotent reasons, whatever happened in 2001... that made some people mad. I think that it should have happened every year. Whatever happened in 2001 that I'm referring to, I think that I would have liked it if it kept happening.
Yeah?
Not the thing that... Not the hate crimes Americans did.
No, I know what you're talking about.
I don't know.
I wasn't confused.
Because I don't know what happened in 2001. I'm too young for that.
That's right. That's true. You weren't born yet.
Well, I was born. I still don't know what happened.
You were born...
I do have no memories of that
12th?
Event. Yeah, it's September 12th, 2001. September 12th, 2001. I don't know what happened.
You were born in One World Trade
I don't know
General
what happened.
Hospital.
I don't know what happened, but people get pretty weird around my birthday.
Well, yeah, you were born in a hospital that used to be called Twin World Trade, but they recently changed the name, didn't they?
They changed it, like, as soon as I was born. I don't
it's
know what's up
strange.
With that. We gotta write our episode, The Nanny.
Yeah, let's
send
get around
the spec
to it.
Script into HBO Max in case they ever do one of those. This is that show reunion, the way they did that reunion for Fresh Prince, even though they didn't make a fucking episode out of that.
It's probably because all those people hate each other.
Yeah. They were only committed to spending an hour in that studio together.
Just like, Will Smith's like, you guys better not make me look bad.
Every other fucking pandemic reunion was like an actual episode, and they were all bad. They were all fucking shit, terrible shit. I don't know why people
feel the need to like fucking commit to this bullshit.
That shit was so fun when it was like a month of like every show from the 2000s and the 2010s was like, don't you miss us? We're gonna make a reunion special because you're all in quarantine.
It was There's nothing you can do to keep us out of your life.
Yeah, they were all trying to find an interesting way to do Zoom, and it's like, you can't do it. I'm sorry. It can't be done. I don't know why you keep doing it, because you're only annoying me further.
I don't know why everyone thinks they're going to... It's like, we have a new, unique take on doing Zoom. It's like, no, you don't. They all look the same.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The Parks and Rec and the fucking 30 Rock Zoom episodes don't work. I'm sorry that SNL's not like a reunion, but they did a bunch of like, we're going to do a Zoom show. And it was the worst shit I've ever seen. Jesus Christ. As bad as SNL always is, the SNL quarantine episodes made me want to blow my fucking brains out. I have fucking PTSD from Colin Jost going.
They should have just kept doing just to save some money.
They should have, just to further my...
Just to further drive you to either kill yourself or other people. Yeah, I was about to say,
further my expediency from the fucking womb to the tomb. But, like, remembering Colin Jost's thing of, like, you think Trump is funny? Wait till you see what Biden says in 8 years. And doing his fucking terrible gay head nod. And then he didn't have a fucking punchline to the joke. I still get flashbacks to that. I hate Jost so much.
I remember you talking about this when that joke happened.
I fucking hate Colin Jost so much.
He is kind of...
At least Michael Che has a funny stand-up. Like, he's a good stand-up comic. He might be shitty at fucking sketch. Just like... Everyone on goddamn SNL somehow, except it's just funny Bowen to keep, Yang, it's funny who's to, a little better.
It's funny to keep that segment going, too, where it's just like, you don't have to do that anymore.
Well, since its inception, they've had a weekend update, so they're always going to do weekend update.
No, that's what I'm saying. You don't have to.
It's also like, it's the easiest part of this show to do, but they fuck it up. They fuck it up every time, because even though they've been doing it for 8 years...
Again, evidence like, of you don't have to do it. I don't know if it's
8 years.
You
it might no, be 10 years at this time.
They have no responsibility owed to anyone to... It well, to be honest, like must they be don't have to decade. Keep making SNL.
No, they really should.
They could have stopped but a long time
it's
ago.
It's just like, how is it Jost and Che have been doing it for so long and have zero chemistry? It's amazing.
It just... It's very annoying the shows that we have that are just like that just stay on the air just because they exist. That's it. Like any other show would just be done, but it's like SNL, Simpsons, just gonna keep them on forever. It's like no, just retire your whole fucking writing staff.
So Fran Drescher is the nanny for Colin Che and his three children, Bobby Moynihan, Bobby Moynihan, Leslie Jones. And Melissa Villaseñor.
Which one's that one?
Melissa Villaseñor? She's like Latina, I don't know. There's not a lot of women on SNL, so, you know. Fran Drescher is the nanny to Michael Che and his three children. Pete Davidson, fucking, who else is, who's on the new cast? Bowen Yang, and... She's not even on the show anymore, but Adi Bryant. God, there's Ego Nwadinwe. I'm trying to just name SNL cast members that are still on the show. Because I was like, Bobby Moynihan first, and Leslie Jones is like, neither of those are on the fucking show.
Did you already say Keenan?
I don't think Keenan's on the season.
I think he finally
freed himself because he's on that new show with Don
dead?
Johnson.
Oh, he's dead?
He's dead. He finally freed himself by death. No, because he's on that show with Don Johnson from Miami Vice, so I think that he finally just let himself quit SNL.
Damn.
And you go, Jesus, you've only been tied the same way Bobby Moynihan was tied to that, like an albatross around the neck. God damn, I can't. As bad as I want to work for SNL, because it seems like a super easy job at this point,
It still says 2003 to present on his Wikipedia.
Right, I guess he's still on it. That's a shame, dude. That's a fucking shame.
It's a paycheck, man.
How is it Keenan and Kel is a funnier show than your sketch comedy show listen, that's been man, being done.
Here's the thing for about 40 here's years. The thing about SNL.
It makes fucking
your show is never going to get canceled. You're always going to have a paycheck.
It makes fucking news articles now. It's like, wow, look at this. Elon Musk was on SNL. Here's an embedded video. It makes news articles every fucking week now, and yet it's so bad.
Yeah, because it's just like an institution at this point. It's not even a show.
Yeah, an institution, the same way the Third Reich was an institution.
Yeah, pretty much. Or slavery.
And I think in both cases, the perpetrators should be shot. I can't wait to hold Lorne Michaels accountable for his actions.
You're not wrong. I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying it's not a show.
Do you think Lorne Michaels was on the fucking Lolita Express?
That would have come out. Right? That would have come out already, but... There's yeah, I feel like we know who's on
there. Yeah, I guess. Plus, I guess it must have, but I still feel like he has to be a pervert of some kind, right?
Probably. He's in a different circle. By circle, I mean ring.
Yeah. Yeah, all the rest of them were on Little St. James. He had to be on Greater St. James.
He's like, come on, man. When am I going to get upgraded to Little St. James? Come on, for real? I have to go on
Greater?
They're like trying to talk him out of it. Like, that's more... Technically, it's like a demotion, really. It's yeah. Like, that's the one that's less fun.
Dude, you want to be on Greater St. James.
Dude, I can see the lights every night.
Dude,
from the parties happening over there.
You, Nick Kroll, fucking Bobby Moynihan, y'all all want to be on Greater St. James.
He's like, come on, dude. Why would you want to be on the little one?
Why would you want to be on Little St. James? Come on. He's like, why would you want to be on Little St. James?
This one doesn't even have a mansion. It's just like a bunch of tents. And they're like, yeah, they don't... That's not a real mansion over there. It's just like a cardboard cutout.
It's just fucking Lorne Michaels and then Malcolm Gladwell after they all got fucking annoyed from him going like, you know, in 10,000 hours, the fucking David said, shut the fuck up. I don't know where my hatred for Gladwell came from, but
I don't know what
he was on the flight log, so.
That's good enough for me, man.
Yeah, exactly. Gladwell is like a public intellectual, but he fucking sucks so bad.
That sounds pretty
boring. I hate him. Yeah. Never be a public intellectual.
Yeah, it's not a joke.
Look at that. Stephen Hawking, also on the flight logs. Fucking Epstein made a whole submarine for Hawking. It's like, yeah, of course he's a pervert. It's funny to be a child pervert on top of Hawking already, like, spinning so long in the wheelchair, figuring out how to cheat on his wife.
Starting to see a through line here.
Yeah. It's so cool Hawking was like, I'm gonna find the smart way to cheat on my wife after all that. It's like, dude.
Man loves himself a challenge.
Man loves himself a challenge. He's like, I figured out general relativity. I can figure out how to, in this fucking chair, cheat on my fucking wife.
And also participate in child sex trafficking ring.
You should go to the store right now. Don't you want... cigarettes? You don't need to be home.
I'm just going out for a few hours. he's like, I have work at the office. And she's like, you don't work at an office.
All I'm saying, if all I had was time to figure out how to do adultery, I would have pulled it off. Stephen Hawking couldn't even do that.
What's that big old brain for?
Yeah, what's that big old brain for, Hawk? Hey, Hawking!
Do you think anybody called him Hawk?
I would have called him Hawk. Just, oh, Hawk, what's that? You figured out black holes and shit? All this bullshit that doesn't matter and isn't true? But you can't figure out how to cheat on your wife?
To be honest...
I figure that out
To
first.
Be honest, from what from the stuff that we've heard about how Epstein was, that's probably what he said to him.
I think I attributed
he's talking about, relativity he's trying to talk
him,
to him.
That's wrong.
He's trying to talk to him about general relativity and shit. And Epstein's just like... What's this got to do with cheating on your wife, man?
Well, I just went like, I think I attribute that to him. It's like, no, that's like 100 years before. That's Einstein, dude.
Oh, yeah, no.
That's Einstein, a man who never cheated on his wife, as far as I know. Einstein, who did not go up and lead Israel, even though they asked him to. Look at that. A man who was a communist. Look at that. Einstein
communist?
Winning every time. A socialist, but whatever.
I didn't know.
Yeah. No, yeah. Although I think he was still a Zionist, even though he was like, I won't... Because they asked him to be like the first president of Israel, and I think his answer was just like, what the fuck do I know about that? Why do you think the physicist should be a politician?
do you remember that idea that, like, it comes up every now and again of just, like, politicians shouldn't be elected representatives. We should get the scientists to do it. should get the scientists and the chemists.
That's just a fucking Politburo, but everyone gets mad at China for doing that.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
I hear that. I do hear that sentiment occasionally.
Yeah, and
we gotta make the smart people the bosses, and it's like, you don't trust them.
Yeah, no, it is funny to be like, we gotta make the scientists, like, why the fuck should Michio Kaku be fucking mayor of wherever he lives? What the fuck are you talking about? It's a different form of, I understand, this is the problem with Engels and Marx calling it scientific socialism, is that people are like, well, why don't physicists do it then? It's like, for obvious reasons, you fucking moron. What are you talking about? It's fucking like, Michio Kaku, fucking all he talks about now is, outside of physics, is he's one of those guys who's like, we live in a simulation. Live in a simulation. It's either him or Tyson.
Simulation guy.
Yeah, and it's like, this is the dumbest shit in the world.
If we lived in a simulation, I would have noticed it by now.
It's not even that, like, obviously we'd notice. The other part of simulation theory is, like, what does it change?
No, I just mean,
if the physics all are standard in the simulation,
y'all wouldn't have noticed. I would have noticed.
Then it's just the reality you live in. There's no difference between reality and simulation if simulation is always standard.
Man, you were over here like, we got to break out of reincarnation, but when it comes to simulation, you're just like, nah, we just live in it. I would have noticed that.
Yeah. I just mean, like,
I would have seen the difference between simulation and life. I would have seen the second black cat, and I would have known that the agents were coming. I'm just saying. I would have known that.
Dude, I figured it out. Everyone on this street, they're all twins, is simulation.
There's a lady in the red dress! I gotta get out of here!
Oh, dude, I already understand. Cypher's about to go trade my soul.
I would have called that shit immediately. Yeah.
I already understand.
When he reached for his cell phone, he couldn't find it? Dude, we're in a fucking computer. Where's your fucking... You didn't lose it.
Yeah, you didn't lose that shit. What are you doing?
Fucking asshole. He's like laid up at night. I'm like, what are you surfing, dude? There ain't no porn. Why are you on this thing? Get the fuck out of here.
Damn, we got like 10 minutes to craft an episode of The Nanny.
You started with some SNL shit I can't follow you on because I don't know anything about the cast members. We could... Here, let me take the eraser to that one.
Well, any Nanny episode is... The Nanny is so easy to write because it's all just like, wants to do an insane thing with her boss's child.
Yeah, it's just a sitcom, you know?
Well, further than that, it's just like, she shouldn't be allowed to do a thing with her boss's child, and she's going to ask him and he's going to let her.
The Nanny is a show about people crossing boundaries constantly.
Yeah.
It's like the fucking EU over there. They're just fucking hop, skip, and a jump across all that shit. They don't give a fuck. The Nanny is constantly doing whatever she wants in that house. And Maxwell Sheffield is just like, well, in the same sense, that means that I'm allowed to hurt each and every one of you however I feel.
In my episode of The Nanny, the A-plot is... just because it's what I got educated in as a Florida boy, it's going to be the nanny's like, Mr. Sheffield, we have to take Gracie to Crocodile Island. And so they have to take her to Gatorland to hold her head inside of the jaw of a gator.
taking the oldest daughter on birthright.
Yeah, oh shit. That's actually better. And... listen, you know what? Israel, Palestine in the news? That's what's hot. What's hot in the streets.
We're cashing in on that.
Cashing on current currency.
Topical real estate.
Yeah, it's topical, dude. Yeah, so the Nanny has
to take...
Which means
that now we have to upload this episode.
Which isn't Grace, but it's Maggie, yeah. The Nanny has to take Maggie on birthright.
Oh, that's
Maggie
the oldest daughter?
Maggie's the oldest. Grace is the youngest.
I thought you were trying to trip me up on
the
Simpsons.
The boy.
Yeah. Oh, I knew... Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
There's only one boy child, so we're not going to get that one mixed up. You're saying that the youngest daughter isn't named Brighton?
Yeah, dude, I'm sorry. Sheffield? You wouldn't believe it. Maggie needs to take birthright. And he's like, she's not Jewish, you are.
What are you talking about?
Hey, listen. Cromwell either forced or let the Jews back into England, but what I'm saying is... there was not a lot of crossover in Anglo blood and Anglo blood and Jewish blood for hundreds of years in that fucking country. I think Cromwell was the one that was like, I'm going to let him back in, all right? And everyone's like, no, don't do that. Which is so funny. It's so funny that, like, a whole race of people, the English were just like, we're not letting them in this fucking country.
Didn't that happen all around World War II? Jewish refugees trying to get in?
Oh, no, this was like a lot. This is like,
you think
hundreds of years before.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, there was like there was a whole thing. They were like, get the fuck out of England entirely.
Then in that case, that was just going on for a long
time. Oh, yeah, no. So, in World War II, it's like, no one ever wants fugitives in their country, which is fucked up, but in that one specifically, they were all like, because the Holocaust was going on, there was a bunch of Jewish refugees.
It's so fucked up to get the boat.
England and America was like, we're not.
Yeah, and Canada too, right?
Yeah.
It's so fucked up to get the boat all the way over there and then be like, nah, go back. And they're like, you gotta at least let us get some fuel.
Yeah.
And then that's when you start letting and refugees then those across.
It's fucked up. Those same fucking motherfuckers on that boat died in the Holocaust because everyone was like, you don't get off that boat. It's so fucked up. Hey, but that's the history of America. It's a lot of people going like, hey, are you sure you want us to die? And then America would be like, yes, I'm pretty sure.
We decided that on...
They'll either passively let them die, or they'll actively make them die. This is the history of America.
Typically, when they're passively letting them die, it's usually because they're kind of like, well, we can't openly come out and say our true wishes, which is that we just want about you the Holocaust. To die.
It's so funny that, like, still, people are like, oh, America's obviously... Even fucking leftists will be like, America's obviously the good guy in the Cold War. It's like, the difference between America and the Soviets is that the Soviets didn't let the Nazis right back into power where they were. Like, every fucking Nazi in power in the West Germany back into fucking power. It's like crazy.
That, it's like the passive writing where they're just like, yeah, the Soviets wanted to execute a bunch of soldiers after World War II. Isn't it fucked up?
The Soviets wanted to execute Nazis? And it's like, we should have done that.
They just don't say Nazis. They be like, the Soviets wanted to execute a bunch of Nazis, or a bunch of soldiers and officers after World War II. And you're like... All right, which ones?
Which ones? What guys?
They're like, weird, the article ends there. I have to go.
Weird, I'm still working on it. I don't know.
I remember reading about that. It was basically like, it was a point of contention between Stalin and Churchill.
Yeah.
Was that Stalin was just like, they're like, this Stalin guy's way too pro the execution of like 50,000 to 100,000 fucking soldiers and officers.
Yeah.
And you're like, huh, weird.
Huh.
Why is that a problem?
Yeah, and what were those soldiers? And like, okay, what were they fighting for?
Who are we going to staff NASA with? Come on. Who am I supposed to entirely staff the MI6 with? What, British officers? British ones make the worst spies.
Sheffield, it's a Sheffield, I have to take Maggie on birthright. It would be so funny, an episode where, like, Fran Drescher is occupying a Palestinian home. It's a Sheffield. You all have to come here to my home and, you know,
she has
in
like,
Sheikh Jarrah.
She has a Jewish coin that she like brought from home, and she can do that thing that she would do where they're just like, come on, Fran, that's real dirty, and she's just like, put a little schmutz off of it, and like wipes it off, like spits on it, wipes it off, and then just like, yeah, I found this under the house.
Mr. Sheffield, I found all these shekels.
Is she trying to do it in the manor, or is she in Israel trying
they
to do it?
They are all in Israel in my imagination. They are all in Sheikh Jarrah, occupying a Palestinian home. The end is they get bombed.
Jesus.
It's the first Hamas bomb to ever make ground with anything in Israel.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know that's fucked up. Because
I can't believe
that.
That's how the nanny
victims.
Ends.
Yeah, it would be fucked up for one of those bombs to ever hit an Israeli because they would cry about that for fucking weeks on American TV. They'd be like, you wouldn't believe it. This IDF baby murderer just got shot by a Hamas bomb. The sole victim was this man who used to run through orphanages blasting both Israeli and Palestinian babies. And Hamas shot him cold-blooded with a bomb. And it's like, Jesus Christ, what? But yeah, that would be the case. It's like, I mean, that happened with a fucking IDF soldier already. It was like the first guy to ever get owned by one of those rocks. The Palestinians chuck
those,
just be like,
those
please
notorious
don't.
Palestinian rocks.
Yeah. They just chuck him to be like, please stop fucking killing us. And it's like the first guy who ever got owned by one. For weeks you had to hear about it, about like how fucked up it was for his family. It's like, no, I wish more of them were dead. It would be funnier. That shit was so funny, though, when he got owned like that.
Don't they have, like, the... Is it Israel has, like, the Iron Dome?
Yeah, they have an iron... They have what they call the Iron Dome, which is... It's just more missiles.
Yeah, it's like it's funny to call IDF it the IDF guy, iron dome. Like, fell asleep at the controls for that one part.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, oh, shit, yeah. It's gonna be,
And Fran got... I got a friend a job.
Fran...
Manning the Iron Dome.
Fran, who... navigates wildly in this show between horny and all guys want the same thing. Shit.
Well, like, yeah, it's like when she gets burned, she hates men. But then when she, she's over it as soon as like a man shows up.
Yeah.
Also navigates wildly between outfits.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Outfits awesome. In that show are insane.
Yeah, she's hot.
She is pretty hot. That's a
good one. So like. Fran accidentally fucks the guy who mans the Iron Dome to sleep. And so she fucks him to sleep, dude. So, Jesus. Like, this IDF soldier, and you're like, wow, that's already fucked up. She has sex with one of those? This unwashed IDF soldier who's just physically disgusting. She has sex with him so hard, he cannot stay awake. I was just thinking about a lady trying to seduce someone who's going like, call me Bathsheba. Miss, I have a wife. Call me Bathsheba. and just having sex with him so hard. Tires out.
He does the thing. It's a bed in the fucking control room.
Yeah,
for the Iron Dome, and then like they have sex, and then he just immediately rolls over and falls asleep, and she makes a little face at the camera. She's like,
"Men, can't believe men. Can you believe men?" Yeah, and so finally, the first missile ever to land down and just blows up.
That's the end of the nanny.
That hey, listen, 4 Anglos down, so 5 if Niles is there in it.
Do you think Niles has to keep an eye on the mansion?
Nah, Niles has to go there to fucking properly make them,
they don't know how to cook.
Yeah, they don't know how to make shukshaka, which is funny, because that's not... That's, like, a North African dish, but then, like, Israelis also, like, we invented that, and it's weird.
Is that true?
Yeah, no, I've seen it.
Did they invent it? Who invented
it? No, it's North African, it's Maghrebi. So it's like...
Why do they take it?
I don't know. Maybe it's not across Israel. They think they invented it, but they just serve it. But there was someone who was like, this is why Israel is good. And one of these reasons is shakshuka. It's like, that's not... that's not an Israeli dish. Yeah, they had to bring Niles to make that for them. Because Fran doesn't know how to cook tomato and egg. I raise kids, Niles.
And then, yeah, when she says that, like, one of the kids, like, runs by, like, bopping the other in the face with, like, a punching glove, and she's, like, it's, like, Brighton's, like, beating the shit out of Gracie, and he's,
and it's all now, so they're all, like,
Gracie, 40s. Stop being mean to your brother.
They're all, like, 40s, and Fran is 70.
Yeah. But she's hair jet black.
Quahog. Quahog.
Hey, Lois, check this out.
And Cece gets to live for all those years of persecution with sexual humiliation.
She's just chained to a wall. Just chained up to a wall like spread eagle on the wall. Niles
it's
just,
so gross.
Niles just periodically just fucking zapping her with a cattle prod.
She's a dog, sir. Jesus, Niles.
Oh, you'd let the dog eat at the table, sir.
Like, sir.
Niles, stop doing this in front of my kids. Sir,
I was into whips and things, and she was into pine.
and then you can get into a little bit, because Maxwell's like, hey, don't show off your kink at Pride.
Show off your kink at Pride.
And Niles is like, what? That's another thing I saw on Twitter.
Yeah, you found out about...
I didn't find out about it, I just saw people being annoyed about it again. We're gonna have to hear about this shit for the rest of our fucking lives.
Oh, of course. It's so funny because it's not like it's a bigger thing than other public events. But because it's gay people are at it, it's like, they all want to dress up as dogs and fuck each other in public.
Yeah, it's like you can't, it's like if you, if that didn't happen there, the discourse would just be like, well, do they have to be gay in public?
do they have to be fags? And it's like, I'm sorry, that's part of it.
It's like a, it's like that story that,
That does remind me, one of my friends says, I'm like, well, but if we have it there, then cishet people who are into kink will think they're welcome there. And I was like, so what? Fucking let them be there. It'll add some spice to it. Fun. Hell yeah. Add some spice with it. Listen, cishet poly people, polyamorous, sorry. Polynesians also are like, poly is ours. It's like, wait, cishet what? Poly, because it's like Polynesians have wanted to use poly as like their shorthand. So they get a little bit mad. And I understand why they get mad about like Polynesian.
Yeah,
about like, but it was like, cishet polyamorous people for sure already think they're gay for it. So like, let kink people in. They're less offensive. Dude, I do keep laughing to myself about that idea of like the guy going to Pride because he's like, my girlfriend has a boyfriend, so that means I'm gay. That makes me gay.
Wait, that's a real thing?
But I've just been thinking about it.
when you said that, I thought that was just like a Don Hughes post. Oh, man. Yeah, that pretty much is the episode, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that works for me.
Yeah.
They blow up real good.
They got blowed up.
They got blowed up.
Well, you know, hope people enjoyed this one. Thanks for listening. We've got some more good stuff coming down the pipe.
Mm-hmm.
So stay tuned, and we'll see you next time on TV for White People.
I'm Levi.
And I'm Eric.
And that's been Fran Drescher's The Nanny. Quahog.
And Lois.
Lois. Eric. Levi.